This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And until 2, 6:38, News Radio KDKA, Larry Richard with our anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and from the National Weather Service, we welcome meteorologist Jason Frazier. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. So we've had this wild turn of weather where I live. I ended up with over 3 inches of snow on Friday, and then other people didn't get much. And then we hear there may have been a mix of dirt in the atmosphere that came with it. What is the deal? Because people have seen some kind of substance on their cars over the weekend.
Yeah, it shows it's very interesting how weather in other areas of the country can actually even impact us here. So if people may have seen maybe some of the news on Thursday, there was these dust storms that were occurring across eastern New Mexico into Texas, where all this dust with 60-mile-per-hour winds was being kicked up in the air. Well, the same storm system that brought us the snow was able to lift that dust up in the air and still remained lofted in the air. So when it finally precipitated, it fell with the snow onto cars and other vehicles.
Yeah, and I think I noticed it myself, and then even just in the atmosphere in general over the weekend, it's too early for super pollen, right?
Right. So we haven't really quite hit our temperatures to really get the trees activated, things going. So that's not really yet. So this was all just kind of dust from the desert southwest that was lofted in the air. And eventually when we precipitated with the snow, those dust particles were combined with the water that was in the air to fall down to the surface. So it left things kind of looking, you know, almost as if it was pollen on our cars. But fortunately, we do have a nice week for folks to maybe get outside and maybe do a little cleanup with that. But, you know, it shows that how weather in other areas of the country can still impact us here and what things we have to track in the Weather Service.
Jason, I'm curious to know what you think about this theory about why we had such a noticeable amount of this dust, dirt, whatever you want to call it, on cars and stuff. It came down with snow. Had it come down with rain, it would have washed away. But with the snow, it wound up leaving the residue behind.
Yeah, so the snow being a kind of more of solid particle, it kind of, the dirt stays trapped with that snow versus it can come down with the rain, but the rain naturally kind of settles and washes away. So by sitting there within the snow and the snow kind of melting, what's residual left over is that dirt. And the melting is occurring with evaporation and stuff like that. So it's more easily able to leave a layer of that dirt on various surfaces.
Well, while we have you, Jason, mm-hmm. meteorologist at National Weather Service, this is a great weather week.
It sure is. I mean, we're going to be looking at days where we are going to have temperatures even upwards of 20 degrees above our normal high temperature for that day. So going to be plenty of sunshine, very high confidence, and we're not going to see really any rain and not going to have a whole lot to worry about until maybe next weekend. So hopefully people get out and enjoy a little bit of the weather. I know it's been kind of been a while since we've had a stretch like this of dry and warm. So definitely a lovely week for folks to enjoy.
Did you guys, do you talk about like the blood moon and the lunar eclipse? Is that part of your coffee conversation with the gaggle of meteorologists you work with?
Oh, we're always interested in everything that's going on. And so having actual good viewings of those sort of lunar events is always nice. I know with the region being one of the more cloudier regions across the U.S., sometimes we kind of miss out on those sort of activities. So for folks who are interested in some of the astrological features, now is a great time to kind of head outside at nighttime and enjoy what you see in the sky.
Yeah, that'll be Thursday into Friday very early, right?
That's correct.
All right.
Jason, circling back to the snow that we got, it came down in a really narrow area, unusual. I haven't seen that in a long time.
It's been a while since we've had one of those sort of systems, even throughout this whole entire winter season. Any sort of narrow bands we had was all because we were having kind of lake-enhanced sort of snow. This was a true narrow band from a storm system that's a result in the snow. A lot of times it's a little more widespread, but it makes it very difficult at times to forecast because any slight shift could cause some areas to get more snow than what the Pittsburgh region did see. But hopefully people enjoyed it, and what's fortunate is road temperatures were actually still elevated, so we didn't really see a whole lot of impacts from that snow.
Appreciate the time this morning, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any impact, by the way, for the National Weather Service related to federal job cuts? Have you heard anything?
If you would like to speak on that, I can get you connected with a representative who can speak on that, but unfortunately I can't speak at that at this time.
Okay. Appreciate it. Jason, meteorologist at AccuWeather, Frazier. So we'll find out... Yeah, I understand you don't want to talk about it. But I'm curious because I saw NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as part of the, you know, the whole wave of job cuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't, that is NOAA.
Right.
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
They're related to it. But so, Aaron, we'll find out who
we'll get on
can
it. Yeah.
Talk
we'll dig
to
deeper.
About that, because obviously that information is very important. You know, it's one of the most critical things that affects everybody, naturally. The weather.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.